Lecture topic, the value of good character.
Just to remind you that whenever you do anything, have a good intention. Intention is very important. When you come into the masjid, what is your intention? Your intention is to come to the masjid to meet friends, or adjust your intention. You come to meet the ziyarat of Allah Ta'ala. When you think of that and meet the ziyarat of Allah Ta'ala, then how you come to the masjid? Prepare yourself at home, make your wudu properly too, and you got the man in mind, you made up now, that I'm going down to the masjid to make ziyarat of Allah. Now tell me, when you go with that intention, you got ziyarat of Allah on the road, how much conscious you have on you? Control of your eyes, control your tongue, control your heart. Concern this much that I'm going to meet someone who is so great, the greatest. So that you have a condition. So if that person comes with that condition and he comes to masjid, how is the mask? It's a mask of different kind. But if he comes here in the intention of talking to this friend and that friend, then Allah Ta'ala said, okay, you came to meet me or you came to that person. How a namaz is, because namaz is self, you know how to be namaz, in the way how you suppose it is namaz. Inna salata tanha in fahshaya muka. If a person knows how to read namaz the way he is supposed to read namaz, then salat is sufficient for him to keep away from all indecent acts. If you find today that we come to the masjid, we came to the masjid to read namaz, we go outside, the same sin we committing, we go commit all the same things. There is no effect because the namaz what is effect, but we are not following the namaz how we are supposed to read namaz. So this is very, very important. When you come to the masjid, you must know where you came to, whose house you came to. You must be very concerned that whose house I came to. I did not to come to meet, with Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is surprised that you came to meet me and you begin to talk to the next person. And Allah Ta'ala is surprised at the time you didn't think why in front of it. This is very important. And you need to make salam also, make sure you make salam. In your heart, you make salam to Pakistan also. You don't have that obviously. You may salam the thing, you give the farista. These things are very important, which is being small but very important in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. So we must bring that condition in us, and then that's the only way you will try to become a better Muslim. In a masjid, you respect the masjid. You will respect the small masjid, when you go to Makkah, you respect it more and more. But you don't respect this masjid, you will respect that masjid. Something today what I'm discussing is Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to this world. Allah Ta'ala sent him this world for a reason. And what's the purpose for him to come? To bring about perfection in akhlaq. Bring about perfection. Because in those times before Rasulullah came, in the condition of the people at that time were very bad. They don't know what's the meaning of love. They don't know what's the unity. You just bury the own child, you think nothing about it. This child will try all the time, this fighting with one another, this fear all the time, but not in love of any kind. Prophet said that I came in the world merely to think about perfection in Allah. And in the scale of Allah Ta'ala, the scale, the justice of Allah Ta'ala, the act which is most beneficial is the act of putting an adat, your habit of putting. If your akhlaq is good. Your akhlaq is good. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasul, give me advice, indeed. He said, put your act right. Put your conduct right. Bring out good morals. He asked again the same question. Nabi Karim the same answer, put akhlaq right. Because akhlaq is the most important thing. To have good character, good morals. To be good with everyone. To be kind to everyone. To be loving with everyone. Again, when Sahabi asked the question, Ya Rasul, give me advice, he said, have good character. He said, this event to that extent, he said, if you commit a wrong, do a good immediately. You commit a wrong, do a good immediately. Why you mean that good? The bad is forgotten. So in other words, the most important thing that we have to have in us is good character. We do not have it. For example, you see, that one lady in the time of Rasulullah, she should keep so much fast in day, and at night she makes so much ibadah. Sahabai Ikram said, Ya Rasul, she makes so much ibadah, but her neighbors are not happy. They are not happy. Nabi Karim said that it's merely because of this habit and a bad habit that spoils the good habit. The good ibadah goes away too. That merely just because of this bad habit of people not happy with you, causing harm to them, whatever ibadah you are making, now just imagine the ibadah you are doing, very old days you can be fast, old years you can be fast. And at night you make so much ibadah. Nabi Karim said that you making that ibadah, you do everything, but because of this bad habit, has spoiled the day. The people ask, what's the best thing in this world? The best thing is good akhlaq. Good akhlaq. You do not know the value of akhlaq, character. Character is the most important thing, Islam. That is why Rasulullah came in this world to be a profession of character. The person can make all the good deeds he do, but because they don't have good character, what happens to him? Nabi Karim went on to say, this much to that person with good character in him. The good character will cause him, in other words, like good character, he bring about good actions. And even on that, the sins are forgiven. The sins are forgiven, just like you find a person got good character in him, because of good character, his sins have been wiped out. Like how you find when you see the sun, how the ice melts. Likewise, the sins have been melted too. But we do not understand the thing. Once Nabi Karim said, that my ummah was in sajda. Allah Ta'ala was there and there was a way between me and me, between Allah Ta'ala and my ummah. There's a way, while they be bothered, there's a way between Allah Ta'ala and the ummah. And the way will only open if it is akhlaq. Good character. One is the akhlaq. Just imagine the person is making ibadah all the time. But the veil between him and Allah is closed. The moment he brings good akhlaq in him, good character, that veil opens between him and Allah. Many a time the person may not make so much of ibadah, of nothing ibadah. Many a time the person will not make so much of ibadah, but he still points to the next person because of his akhlaq. Because of it. Merely because of akhlaq. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the namuna, the best example of Nabi Karim. Look at the time when the Jew, he told Nabi Karim, I do not allow you to leave this place until you pay my debt. Rasulullah did not move from there. For the time of Salah, he went to leave the mosque. But he came back and stood there, waited. Two namaz, three namaz, he went with namaz, he came back. And thereafter, what happened? He thereafter, he did the namaz, and Rasulullah, he came back, the salah, he came back. Then he said to him, that I've seen all the qualities of Nabi in you, but I want to see one quality which I've not seen, and the quality of colors. Quality of colors. This is what we are now, weak in quality of colors. We cannot overlook people's faults. We cannot overlook at people's whatever it is, we cannot overlook. Whatever harm they cause to us, we are not prepared to overlook those things. We are not prepared to forgive anyone. Here that person says, that's for all the qualities, that's all now you've got the quality of tolerance, he has kept the Islam straight. So what I'm trying to say to you is that our purpose in the making of this world is to bring them a good character. If you don't have good character in your life, you know what, a person they have a beautiful clothing on. Nice clothing, a good car and all that, but he's got bad habits in him. You see, he has a car which is nice, but he's not nice. But he's got a poor car too, but he's got good quality in him. MashaAllah, no matter what kind of car, he's a man. He's someone. He admired what? Is what he's got in him. He was a king, you know, there was one Hakim Sahib. He was a very great person, he was always in the mountains. So when he came home by the city, he lied down, he was so tired. When he was tired, the king came with the army there, and he saw him sleeping there, he told that person, go wake him up. Now he was not so tired, he was so many nights he didn't sleep in the jungle. Now he's shaking him up, not waking up. Now the king got angry about it. He went to him and gave him a hard kick. Still not wake up. And so after they gave him a hard kick, he woke up. The king said, no problem. You don't know who I am. He said, yeah, I'm thinking, which beast kick? Which beast kick? Why? Because you know what is the heck of this being a beast? No one asked. He said, you know I'm a king. He said, oh, you're a king, so what about it? Everything that you got by you is outside you, what is inside? If you got the army with you, they can go against you tomorrow. Your clothing that you will take it out, you want a king. Tell me, he said, tell me what you got in you, kya kamal ka andar hai. If you got the kamal in you, then you might have to take your crown out, you can go there, go to China, cover all of that, you will go with you. So those things not going with you, what you're talking so much about. So he kept the king quiet. So most important thing is, what is going to take us to the next? In this dunya, we can carry on the way whatever, but that's a good character. Character is very important. Everything brings about character, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Islam was not spread through a sword, through a jihad. Islam was spread through good character. Not through a sword. Every act of Nabi Kareem you see of that was how kind he was to the people that they accept Islam. Everything that they did, he did to was good at last and what they accept Islam. If you look at it very carefully, look at Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi. One general passing by, he said to him, take me to a city, he said, shoot in the Qabristan. He showed him the Qabristan, gave him good hiding. He gave him good hiding. Then he carried him to bring the city. When he brought the city, do you know who he is? He said, he's Ibrahim Adam, for the shock of Allah. Now he asked for forgiveness. He said, please forgive me, I did not know. Why do you tell me, you know, that back in the city? That's why I hate you. He said, please forgive me. He said, no, that time when you hit me, that's the time Allah will forgive you. I'm not waiting for tomorrow, I'm waiting for Allah to forgive you now and now. I don't wish to forgive. That's akhlaq. Who's doing that today? Imam Khalifa rahmatullah alayhi, a person gave a hard cloth. What a cloth he gave you. He looked at him and told him this one, I can also hit you. I can also report you. I can do all those things. What about this? I told this Fajr Dimanba, on the day of Qiyamah, I'll not enter the Jannah without you. There were people of this kind. There were people of this kind of akhlaq. We must have akhlaq in us. So that time is rahmatullah alayhi. A person came and strangled him, he could be dying. The moment he got free, they told the people they want to take him to the police. He said, what are you taking for the police for? No, we want to have that report. You reporting him for what? What will happen to his family? What will happen to this? What will happen to mother? What to your sister? What to your wife? All that. Look at where they go to. Did not think like this, but then what will happen to them is this I must forgive. If I mean, every act of a Nabi, one Muslim, you know, they want to test him. Some people like to test him. Then in this Muslim, he will test me. He told him, I'm inviting you to have meals. When he came to the house, he said, sorry, food is finished. Finished? No problem. Good. We're going out again, we call him again, he comes again. And again he came, he gave the same story. He went away. The third time he called him, he said, please forgive me. I did not know how what a great Muslim you are. What do you mean Muslim? What you did to me is like a dog. You got a dog to come, you come. A blood dog. So he did not think himself a great people. But he said that what you did to me, that you did like a dog. So I said, no, command me. Just to show you that akhlaq they had in them, which we haven't got the akhlaq today. Akhlaq would forgive. Akhlaq would look after. Akhlaq overlook over. One person walking up his house, while walking, someone threw a very ashes on him. We threw ashes again on him. He started telling him, Allah, sir, tell him, carry on. He's good. We only put ash on him. I'm good for fire. What is it? He did not even look at who that person is, what they throw. Who that person threw, he did not look at that too. He said, Allah, carry on, man. You know what? That is only, what? He just ashes. He is supposed to throw fire on him. So I'm trying to say to you that we have forgotten a very important thing about the thing about akhlaqiness. Akhlaq is very important. Now you know, akhlaq is one. And one is akhlaq at home and akhlaq outside. Akhlaq outside, what is it? Akhlaq outside, what is it? No matter what you can say. You know, you can go there, you look at a big man, you tell some Islam, and you don't look at him, turn away too. Why? But akhlaq at home is important. What Mahazar put it. Akhlaq. In which way? The wife. The wife is a person, who can become a sheikh mother. Who say that? Mahazar said. She can become a sheikh. She can make your Islam if you are prepared to make Islam. And the only way you can have the quality of prepared to make Islam is that humility. Pride will not be. Mirza Jami Jam Rahmatullah Ali, what a great busuk. What a great busuk. You know, he one day he sent his khadim to Mir Salam there. And the way the wife took off very bad. Very bad. To go very badly. He heard, come here, what happened? What happened? That she's speaking so bad about you. He said, forget bad about me. Who is she to you? Who is she to you? Apologize to my people. And then she is, maafi mango. Maafi ka all that that you have. Yeah, but maafi. Look at the way they behave. My husband in one day, I will never forget. Mehman came to the house. He sent one person, one khadim, who did food, must prepare food. From there she said, hey, listen, this is not a hotel. Laughing now, huh? It happens to you, what happens to you? You won't talk to your wife for months. Khuda Rati, you won't divorce her. You do that to yourself. It's very easy to laugh, but I'm telling you, when Hazrat he got the message, he says, "Seek." He said, "The right." He says, "In order." But never did he remind her in all the life that why did you speak like that? Why did you speak like that? You took my izzat away because they had no izzat in the heart. They don't have that Allah in the heart is nothing else. Why? He never said that. Why? He did not even sure of it. But you and I, you know what we do for months when we talk to them. What do you want to do for that? In that way, Hazrat. One day, you know, Hazrat, he went to the house. Food was served. Hazrat, you don't eat in the afternoon. It's a lesson for us to be surprised. It's a very big lesson. To become namazi very easy. But to become insan is something. The food was. One of Hazrat's sisters from Pakistan came. And she told Hazrat, aaj khana bahut acha lazeez tha, very beautiful, very tasty food. So I said, mera hissa kahan hai? Phir mai se kaha. Phir aaj tak bachche log ne kha liya. Bachche log kha liya. Bahut acha ho. Not even the second waiting to like how you and I. You know, if you and I, if we are very hungry, you told the wife, numbers, make my food ready, I'll come a certain time, make sure everything in order. Udana today, you go there and she tells you the children ate the food. What will happen? You know, all her hard work, she knows this is our condition. And has a teaching on this man. That is the way we're supposed to be. We have these qualities in us. The quality of love, good character. One day, you know, I was dealing with Hazrat telling me, I must sit down outside, and because of Hazrat took me letters, about 100 letters or more, he told me, you sit down outside, and you may come, salam, and then go home. So it happened that, in that, I forgot, I knocked Hazrat up, I said, I'll knock you up, you can do your work. And he's knocking, so much knocking. I ran there. The moon, I ran there, what happened? I saw that, I opened the door, would you please help me? Now how long he must be waiting, knock at the door, knocking. And I didn't realize that with a peshab on me, straight away, that smile is so much with a peshab on me, I was finished. He was smiling at us. But you and I, we forget our house keys. You're not talking house key. You're not hearing the bell. You can see up in the toilet, you're talking from the phone, you not hear the bell. What will you do? You all your namaz is forgotten too. So why do they what you hold the money is to? The money is gone too. Everything is forgotten. Just to tell you how important it is that this is called akhlaq. And this can only come into you if you sit in a company of pious people. Without pious people, no matter what you can do, you can do, you can leave namaz, you can keep fast, everything you can do. Until, unless you do not sit in a company of pious people, you never get that quality in you. Never get that quality, I promise you. People are going out in Jamaat, very good. People sit in a khanqah, very good. But they are sitting in those way very short. You have to spend some time with them. Hadhrat Mawlana said, Guru Ramakullah Ali, they should go to the chair for months, 6 months, 8 months in Makkah and Mukarram. Every one of them. They were great to the man. They didn't have to go, but they showed that we need these people. They need this. We need them also. When we go, why don't we need people? Advantage of people who are pious. Sit in their company. See what difference it made in your life. There was a Hindu, you know, Hasan Nuri Ramakullah Ali. His young is issued when he is knowing his news will come out of his mouth all the time. But you know what kind of wife he had? Allah care for it. Allah care for it. So one Hindu came to meet him, to meet his house, Islam alaykum wa alaykum. Came to meet Hazrat. Kone Hazrat? The wife of Kone Hazrat? Who is Hazrat you talking about? And she ran the husband down into the ground in the person and so far is her life. And she came to her for what must I do now? She walked to the bazaar. And while he walking to the bazaar, he sees the people, he says, where's Hasan Nuri? Rahmatullah. He says, he's in the jungle between sticks and his jars. So now he was going for the jungle. While he's going to the jungle, he sees one person, a lion, and some sticks in a lion. Sticks in a sticks. You don't have sticks. And he's walking with a lion with a stick. That is that. Now this Buzu sword is got frightened. Don't fright. Don't fright. The lion won't do anything to you. On the day I put the burden on my shoulder, a wise burden, the lion still in my head. I have the burden of my wife's burden on my shoulder. In other words, not tell one word. I did not hurt her too. She told me the worst thing so, but I put on my shoulder the thing there. I carried it all the time. Now this lion is carrying my burden. So when you become akhlaq, Allah can hold it. This akhlaq is something great. You do not know akhlaq is so great. I'm trying to tell you my husband's incidents, or to tell you why husband has given all these incidents. To tell us about important things that to bring about akhlaq in it. Namaz panna bahut aasan. Namaz panna, zikr karna bahut aasan. Aadmi banna bahut mushkil. You stay in a situation. So he said this way, that he carried the burden of the wife. So everything, every action of this, over at that time. So one person, he told his wife, he came home and he told his wife that I'm very tired, and he made some food with him. And Bichara, you know, he ate his food. And after that, turn wife turned to eat the food, she couldn't eat the food. So no salt. You and I, no salt, what will you do? In this day, no salt in the food at all. She asked him, what's wrong with you? You know what, you didn't tell me no salt. Every day you can be salt, there is no salt. In the kya nuksan hai? The kya nuksan hai? What is wrong if you gave me food in this way? What is wrong? I'm going to eat the food. Just imagine that because he ate the food and she kept her heart, Allah forgave him. And he was a very great person, a learned person. A person sees in a dream, the other, what happened to you? He said, Allah did not take any other action besides this one action. And from this one action, Allah forgave. Allah forgave. So we do not know which act of ours, which Allah loves most. So akhlaq is the most important thing, which we have to bring on ourselves. Mahazir should always tell this to us, and I'm giving this hadith of Nabi Karim. Before Nabi Kuntul Islam asked, do you want to know any person who that is better than that person who keeps a whole year he fast? And the whole year he makes ibadah. Do you know a person, anyone better than that? Now just imagine a person the whole year is keeping fast and the whole year he making ibadah. Can any person be better than that person? You know what it is? Mahatma is telling us this too. You know what it is? How difficult it is that whole year person keeping fast and whole year making ibadah. Do you want to know a person better than that person? Sahaba is a shock. He asked, who can that be? That person who is best in Islam. That person who is best in Islam. He is best in Islam. Remember one thing. If you do not have good character in you, you can do whatever you want. If you don't have good character, you lost everything. You lost everything. In other words, this brother who is hungry to study says that Abhyanta Kaplaki Hatha. In that case, it is akhlaq, the most important thing. Because the Muslims of today, if you want, in those days the Sahaba had come, they were so bad. Nabi has only looked at them one time, and that was sufficient to them because of akhlaq. Akhlaq. So conduct ourselves in the correct way, in the manner of Islam, and overlook your shortcomings. At home is more important. If you can only control yourself at home, you know something, the most important, the worst thing in our life is anger. Anger is the worst thing. And every house, you're surprised, there's no happiness because of anger. There's no joy because of anger. And why do you get angry? Who do you get angry? You get angry with those people who are weaker than you. You never get angry with those who are stronger than you. Those people who are stronger than you, you look the other side and carry on, you know what will happen to you. But why don't you look at those people, your wife and younger than you, weaker than you? Allah has brought them in the house. What they came to the house for? To become more near and closer, they not leave the home to become whatever to get banged up and the rest of it. No, they came to the house with more happiness, being loving. So the most important thing is Allah himself. That person looked at his wife with muhabbat, and the wife looked at the husband with muhabbat. Allah Ta'ala with rahmat. Mahadar says, oh, rahmat luto. Mahadar says, oh, rahmat luto. This is what thing we are supposed to have in us. This is what we are looking at. That's the most important thing. We have to always try to think about akhlaq. And akhlaq can only come into us, you know, that we stay in the company of pious people. Pious people, the most important thing. I know people for years, they got angry there, the house is full of mess. They went out everywhere, did everything. But in the end of the day, there's no difference in them at all. No difference at all. Making ibadah, making the salat of Quran, making insaniyat. Not to hurt, you know, not to hurt someone is very important. This is a dil matlab. Do not break anyone's heart. Do not break anyone's heart. To keep anyone's heart is very important. Allah to keep Allah alive. So this is what today my message is. I don't speak for long, but these few things I would like to tell you that this matlab is not us. And I like to bring to myself. Let me tell you that whenever I go home, when I look at the thing and I forgot my keys, I think how this is crazy for me. I think of my husband's name, I say, you are smiling. I also smile too. But I must not make a mistake. I must, likewise, you know, the food also. When you're going home, the food is not on time. Please. The food not on time does not mean you take up the task. Do some other work. Help her. Nabi comes and help in the house. Nabi comes and help. Help her. Do something. But do not get angry. Angry is the worst thing. Hazrat Ji always tell us, this was Ziba Kalbu. Sacrifice anger. He does not like anyone, come to see him to say, Gustapa. Do not be angry in you. But anger was so much unpleasant at home. There's no happiness at all. I know so many kids coming to me. You'll be surprised. They come to the majlis for 1-2 weeks and they go away. And they, what happened? Why? They cannot. What family is very bad? They cannot even improve on themselves. They cannot change. You have to change, but change, more familiar to Allah. This is a few words I'm telling you. Allah Ta'ala Musabhu, Raman Kuni, Tawfiq, Assalamu Alaikum, Alhamdulillah.